Okay.
What's going on here?
No, it was just that our conversation the other day. And you didn't say it's in confidence.
Didn't we have the cone down?
No,
cone
we didn't. No, we didn't have the cone of silence down at this stage. And you're a really well-travelled guy. You always say, yeah, because I've been to Taree. And
come on, I'm still baffled. Just tell me, what is it? What haven't I done?
Rob Palmer. I should have a bloody drum roll there. In all his life, has never had a flatmate.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That all?
Because you live with your mummy and daddy to a certain age. And you go, oh, I've got to live with mummy and daddy because I can't spare to be a bear, to be apart. And so you live with mummy and daddy, then you, because you're married, Gwen. Okay. You've never had a flatmate. I can't believe
wife, Gwen, was my flatmate, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, but that's different. You've we never
living together.
You've never gone out and
shared
accommodation.
Never had shared accommodation with people that I wasn't romantically involved with.
I can't believe it. Is Rob Palmer the only person in the world that has never had a flatmate?
No, plenty of people.
I think because, as I
said,
you
live with 25.
Still living with mum and daddy. Hey?
24 maybe? 24,
25. 26.
No, I was married 26. At 26. No, actually, no. Yeah, I was, actually. Married.
You missed out on so much. I mean, there's some...
No, I did
yes,
not.
Yes, you did.
I've heard some stories.
Oh, yeah. There have been two.
Who'd want that?
Out of... What are you talking about, me? In all the time that I've flattered, because travelling in this game...
Yes.
I'd just go share accommodation wherever I went. There was only two occasions, a lady in Darwin and a lady at Coolangatta. And they were the only... And I knew straight away that that was it. We couldn't stand...
Well,
to stay with each other and as a flatmate, because the one in Coolangatta, Fort Loopy, I moved in on the Sunday and she rang me on the Monday at work and said, listen, I've just left a few notes for you when you get home. I think, yeah, no worries. And I think she was with the bank. Anyway, when I went home, she had post-it notes. She said, oh, by the way, I noticed last night, can you not lay on the couch because you'll crush the armrests? And I went, oh, straight away. You're joking. But then when I opened the door, I had, this is a hand towel, post-it notes all around the house. Yeah, no bull. She said, this is a hand towel, not a tea towel. This is that tea towel, not the hand towel.
Did she know you previously?
Because no.
Obviously she knew you.
I rang her from the newspaper. And then she said, this is where the phone goes. Blah, 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 blah. This is, and all around the house. No joke.
She took one look at you and knew you were going to be trouble. That's what it was.
As soon as she walked in that Monday, as soon as she got home from work, she said, did you use the phone? I said, yeah. She said, you didn't put it back in the correct place. I went, you're joking me.
See, anyway, I don't have these problems because I didn't flat with anyone.
But what happened? The end of it, oh, this is a bit bad. Because she was really religious. And on the Sunday night when I was moving out, I said, you're a hypocrite to Catholicism. And she said, the note back to me was, your snide and sarcastic remarks are a sign of your immaturity. And then that
tick.
Was it.
Bang on the money there.
Billy Mac Bensville. G'day, mate.
Hey, Billy Mac.
G'day, Rob. Oh, daddy.
Shut your mouth. Have you never had a flatmate either?
Rob, our lives are so parallel, it's unbelievable. We love our rugby, although the Kiwi rugby is the only one worth watching at the moment. And we love our Parramatta Eels.
And you're both a dimwits.
And we stayed at home to save money. That's why we didn't go out and get a flatmate. We have more money to spend on alcohol.
Yeah, now you're talking, Billy, mate.
No, but Billy, I wanted to look at flatmates from hell. I didn't want to look at have you never had a flatmate.
Yeah, flatmate.
How can you not be in a boat race with no money? You can't. You've got to have money to be in a boat race.
You do.
And you only get that by staying at home with mum and dad.
That is correct. Yeah. Stay at home.
And then you get married. And you move on, and now you've got a Minister for War and Finance who looks after everything.
Careful, Billy Mac. No, I don't want to draw too many parallels. You get me into trouble.
If you went and had a flatmate, you'd end up with someone like P.D. Gerrard.
Get out of here. Thank you, Billy Mac. Honestly, 132710, your flatmates from hell. Make Rob, don't make him feel better. He's never had a flatmate because he stayed with mummy and daddy all his life. 16 past 8. What happened with some of your flatmate stories? Oh, the one in Darwin wouldn't let me watch anything but the ABC. No joke. This is behind this is what you missed out on, Robert.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have never had a flatmate, well-travelled, never had a flatmate in your life. You're missing out.
Well, you know, there was a time where I thought I might be missing out a little bit. And I thought, no, I'm saving a fortune.
Yeah, but that is true. Because you lived with your mummy and daddy till,
don't give me the mummy and daddy bit. 24 and I was. And then I went traveling when I was 25, met my wife, got married at about 26. Yeah. Okay. Actually, I might have been even 24.
30.
And 23 even.
I forgot. I was telling you about the girl, the lady that I lived with this, at in Darwin with Payne, the one that I lived with. It's not me, by the way. Out of all the share accommodation, the one at Coolangatta. But there was one, I lived in Brisbane, and what she'd do, she'd put marks on the orange juice and all that sort of stuff as to where the level
was. Because it was her orange juice?
Because it was her orange juice.
Oh, geez, what a punish.
And I would just drink it and then fill it up with water and shake it. And
you are a dog.
Mark Narara, g'day, mate.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, boys. I bet you drank it out of the bottle too, you dirty dog.
Yeah, he would have.
I did. Mark, I did.
He's such a grub.
Now, flatmates. Yeah. Flatmates from hell, mate. Have you ever had one?
Oh, mate, I had a good mate that was going to stay for 2 weeks. He stayed 18 months. I won't mention any names because you're probably listening. But he was used to just going down and nothing in the fridge and he'd get there and so you'd fill the fridge up and you'd go, what's for dinner tonight? Oh, I don't know. You know, he's looking at the mirror, having a good look at how big he was after going to the gym and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And so you'd cook salmon or something decent and then, you know, he was having a great life. So, but then the thing was, he never told me, you know, you put a sock on the door if you had someone or someone like that. It was the old days.
Sock on the door. Right, yep.
Yeah, so you knew he was entertaining. But here I am one day. It's about 10 o'clock and I've come out walking around in my jocks and his bedroom door opens and this beautiful girl comes out in her underwear and I look at her and go, hi, do you want some breakfast?
See, this is what you're missing out, being not having a flatmate.
I'm not missing a thing.
He's missing out, isn't he, Mark?
He is. You just don't know what's going on. That's what happens in a bachelor's pad, but, you know, Paddy was a bit different sharing with a girl, so... Yeah, it's certainly an experience, mate. That's what you've missed out on.
Yeah, seriously, mate, he has missed out. Marky, thanks for that.
Why would I want to live with strangers?
No, I've made some great friends over the time. I've made a lot of enemies, but I've made some great friends by shared accommodation.